Zoom to the Moon. Written by Jenny McLachlan. Illustrated by Andy Rowland. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Miss Butler led her class out of the museum and across the grass. "Here is Jupiter 2," she said. The children stared at the huge red and white rocket. It was resting on its side and much longer than a bus. Reva gasped.
"Is it a real rocket?" she asked.
"Yes," said Miss Butler.
"Has it ever been to space?" asked Bobby.
Miss Butler shook her head. She told the children that some rockets are built but never get used. "The museum have put Jupiter 2 here so you can see what a rocket looks like," she said. "You can even explore inside." Reva looked at her best friend Bobby. They both loved space and wanted to be astronauts. Reva's name even meant star.
"Poor rocket," said Bobby.
Reva nodded. Imagine being built to soar through space, but never leaving planet Earth. Miss Butler told the children they had half an hour to play before getting back on the coach. The others ran to the adventure playground, but Bobby and Reva went straight to the rocket. Chapter 2. Inside the rocket, they found child-sized spacesuits and lots of buttons to press. They had great fun jumping about and pretending to be astronauts. They even climbed into the padded seats and did up the seat belts. All the other children were still at the playground. It felt like the rocket belonged to them.
"I wish we could take Jupiter 2 into space," said Bobby, running his fingers over the control panel.
"We can," said Reva. "We just have to do the countdown."
Together, they said, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
"Lift off!" cried Bobby.
But nothing happened.
"Come on, Jupiter 2," said Reva, patting the rocket. "Don't you want to visit space?"
"We forgot to press the big button," said Bobby.
He reached forwards and pushed down on the red button in the middle of the display panel. There was a rumble, and the rocket began to roar. The door shut with a clunk, and the display panel burst into life. Buttons flashed and numbers zoomed round. Slowly, the rocket tilted back until its nose was pointing up in the air. Bobby and Reva looked at each other in amazement. This was definitely the best thing at the museum. Then Reva noticed that the roof of the museum was sliding past the window.
"Bobby, I think we're moving," she said.
Soon they were passing through clouds. Then all they could see out of the window was bright blue sky. Switches moved on the display panel and buttons pinged on and off. Bobby's heart beat fast with excitement. He wasn't scared because the rocket seemed to know exactly what it was doing.
Is the rocket really moving or pretend moving?
Bobby said.
I don't know, said Reva with a grin.
The rocket seemed as happy as Reva. A line of lights lit up on the display panel, like a big smile. Chapter 3.
The rocket soared higher and higher.
The blue sky vanished from the window. Now Bobby and Reva were surrounded by darkness and millions of stars. The rocket stopped rumbling and shaking, and Bobby's heart slowed down too.
Are we in space?
He said, gazing at the stars.
If we are in space, then we'll be able to float, said Reva.
Then she took a deep breath and undid her seatbelt. She drifted out of her seat and up into the air like a balloon.
Look at me,
she cried as she floated across the rocket and did a roly-poly.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby undid his seatbelt and, just like Reva, he floated out of his seat. He did a roly-poly too. In fact, he did 5 roly-polies in a row until he felt dizzy.
Wahoo!
He cried. Soon Bobby and Reva were twisting and turning and bouncing and bobbing all over the rocket. The rocket was having as much fun as them. Its lights flashed like a disco, and alarms beeped and pinged. Chapter 5. Bobby was just floating past the window when he saw something huge and round and white.
Look, Reva, it's the moon,
he cried. They pressed their faces against the window and watched as the moon got closer and closer. It was lumpy and bumpy with craters. Suddenly, the words, Moon Landing, flashed onto a screen.
I think we need to strap ourselves in, Reva said.
They shot back across the rocket and landed in their seats. The moment they did up their belts, the rocket began to shudder. Then it landed with a big bump. Chapter 6. Bobby and Reva found 2 round helmets and pulled them on just as the door to the rocket hissed open. With a loud whoop, they jumped out of the rocket and landed on the surface of the moon. Dust swirled around them. Reva took giant leaps, and Bobby followed in her footsteps. Reva did a handstand, and Bobby bounced between craters. While they played, the rocket watched over them. Just then, Reva noticed lights flashing on the rocket. The door was starting to close. She grabbed Bobby, and together they jumped back to the rocket. They tumbled inside Jupiter 2 just as the engine started. As they pulled off their helmets, moondust floated around them.
"Oh no," said Reva, looking at the display panel. "We've only got 5 minutes until we need to be back on the coach."
"Time to go," said Bobby.
They rushed to their seats and did up their seatbelts.
"But how do we go back?" asked Reva.
They looked at the hundreds of buttons and switches on the control panel. It was so confusing. But then the big red button started to glow. The rocket knew what they had to do. Together, they reached for the button.
"Ready?" said Bobby.
"Ready," said Reva.
They pressed down on the button. The rocket shook and roared. Slowly, it lifted off the moon. Then they were shooting back through space again. Only this time, they were heading home. Bobby and Reva could see Earth in the distance. It looked like a green and blue football that was covered in swirling clouds. Jupiter 2 moved closer and closer to their planet. Then the words, "Earth landing," flashed up on the screen. As the rocket's engines roared, Reva grabbed the handrests and Bobby squeezed his eyes shut. Jupiter 2 landed with a thump. Then the engines turned off and the rocket was still. Bobby opened his eyes. The buttons had stopped beeping and flashing. Inside the rocket, everything was quiet. Outside, children were laughing and playing. The door hissed open. Chapter 7. Bobby and Reva undid their seatbelts and slipped out of the padded seats. They walked across the rocket with wobbly legs. They hung their spacesuits back on the pegs, then went to the door and blinked into the sunlight. Their friends were still in the playground. Miss Butler was sitting on a bench and drinking a cup of tea.
"Hello, you two," she said. "What have you been up to?"
Reva and Bobby looked at each other and grinned.
"Exploring," said Reva.
"We went to the moon," added Bobby.
"That sounds like fun," said Miss Butler.
"I went to the cafe."
Reva and Bobby sat next to each other on the coach. As they left the museum, they looked out of the window to say one last goodbye to Jupiter 2. The nose of the rocket seemed higher now, like it was pointing proudly towards space.
"Do you think we imagined going to the moon?" said Bobby.
He knew it was impossible to go to the moon and back in half an hour. Before Reva could reply, she sneezed. Grey dust swirled out of her hair. It fell all over her arms and legs.
"Look,"
she said, sprinkling some of the dust into Bobby's hand.
"Moon dust!"